You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, hoops heads. Welcome to another episode of Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. Tough one last night. In the last couple of minutes, Steph Curry rolled his ankle. He's doubtful for the game against Charlotte in his hometown. And that is the biggest news to come out of last night's game. Also, another third quarter blitz and a great win in the Big Easy. We're going to talk about that. We're going to discuss my Warrior of the Week and then go around the NBA in the third segment. But first, I want to talk about me a little bit. I've been featured on Forbes.com and BleacherReport.com, and I'm a very, very big Warriors fan, so hopefully I bring you some information that's useful today. So that was a tough one to watch, just because in the last 2 minutes it was a tough one to watch. You don't ever want to see Curry roll his ankle like that. He left with his ankle wrapped in ice on crutches. And he said he used the word concern. He definitely has had ankle injuries before. He knows how his ankle responds. And he's doubtful for Wednesday night in Charlotte. But you could tell it was a pretty bad one. He might be out for a few games, maybe even longer. You know, we're not 100% sure yet, though his x-rays did come back negative. And it's just a really tough one because he was gambling on the play, and he's been known to, you know, he's been known to gamble before to try to get steals, but that was just not a great attempt at the steal, and he ended up stepping on Dante Cunningham's foot and rolling his ankle. And so if he could take that one back, I'm sure he would. But, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Also in this game, Boogie and KD got ejected. They got into it with each other near the end, sometime in the middle of the fourth quarter, and both were ejected and they kept jawing at each other. It looked a little bit like Boogie was the instigator, but, you know, I could be wrong. Can't really read lips from that distance. For his credit, KD said that they, you know, they were just getting into it. Nobody in the NBA is going to fight. And, you know, the reality is that he felt they ejected him and Boogie pretty quickly. He would have liked to have kept playing, and he thought that it was a quick ejection, but they were still getting into it after they were both thrown out. So, you know, I think that the refs took control of the game, did the right thing, and the Warriors ended up winning by 10 anyway, going to 19-6. And let's talk about that game. So, really quickly, it was Etuan Moore's foot that Curry rolled on, not Dante Cunningham's foot. Sorry for that misinformation initially. So the Warriors allowed 69 points in the first half and a 25-5 run in the second quarter that put them down 69-49 at the half. In these situations, you never really feel like the Warriors are out of it, but it's frustrating to see the lack of poise in the second quarter and going down by 20 to a good team, a team that they'd lost to, that they'd beaten twice already and probably is coming in thinking, we got to beat these guys, we got to beat these guys. But the Warriors came back in the third quarter to start a 15-0 run, and the game was tight from then on. And everyone contributed in that third quarter blitz. Not a great game for Kevin Durant, though he did have some big baskets during that third quarter comeback. But 8 of 21 and 1 of 5 from 3 with 7 rebounds and 5 assists to go along with 2 steals, a block, and 7 turnovers. Only 16 turnovers for the game. 17 is a lot. 16 is manageable. But KD, this is his second straight high turnover game. He's got to do something to cut those down, especially live ball turnovers. I thought live ball turnovers really hurt the Warriors in the first half. It's possible he was a little frustrated with himself. He was the only starter, really. Curry was a negative one, but KD was a negative eight, whereas Draymond was a plus 27. So it's one of those things where I think, you know, he hurt his plus minus numbers just by not scoring the way he normally does. Only 19 points in this one, and he's been turning the ball over. So that's going to hurt his numbers. It's going to hurt the team's numbers. Some good bench play in here. Nice minutes from Andre Iguodala. He got up again on a breakaway dunk that was extremely exciting. Got all the Warriors fans in the audience really razzed. Nick Young made a few three-pointers. Jordan Bell had an alley-oop dunk. It seems like every time Jordan Bell comes in, there's a highlight play. It was very awesome. It was very awesome. And Omri Caspi, David West with great minutes. West specifically, 13 minutes, a 98 defensive rating, which is amazing, and 9 points. He had a great stint off the bench. JaVale McGee had some pretty good minutes, 11 minutes starting in the place of Zaza. And Curry hit his 2,000th three-pointer, becoming by far the fastest player to hit 2,000 three-pointers in NBA history. The three-pointer was introduced in 1980, so that's nearly 40 years of three-pointers being made, and more and more and more, and Curry is the archetype for this new era of shooting. 31 points for Curry. 5 of 11 from 3, 9 of 19 from the floor, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, to go along with 11 assists, 5 rebounds, a steal, and only 2 turnovers. Now, I want to talk about my Warrior of the Week, Draymond Green, but first, if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Warriors is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. So if you're targeting men between 18 and 44, this is your spot. Our rates are reasonable. Get in touch with me at alicocarter11@gmail.com to find out more. But yeah, let's talk about Draymond, because this was a typical, fantastic, amazing Draymond game. 38 minutes, and in that 38 minutes, all he did was post a plus 27 and a 99 defensive rating to go along with a 126 O rating for a net rating of 27, which paced the Warriors in this one. Oh, no, that's not true. Klay Thompson with a net rating of 26. Very close, very close. Good game for Klay, too, but we're talking about Draymond here. 12 shots, 6 makes, 5 three-point attempts, 3 makes. This is exactly in his wheelhouse, and he got to the line 5 times. 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, only 2 turnovers, and 1 foul to go with 19 points in 38 minutes. Draymond has got to do this more often. His defense frustrated the New Orleans bigs, particularly Boogie, and Boogie still managed to put up some numbers. He had 11 rebounds to go along with 19 points, but he was a minus 32, and a lot of that was Draymond. A lot of that was David West just doing work, just frustrating him and making sure that bad body language continued to show itself throughout this game. So for the season, Draymond has played 24 games, averaging 32 minutes. He's only taking 8 field goals, but he's making 46% of them. He's only taking 3.5 three-pointers, but he's making 35% of them, right at that beautiful line we want him to be at. And he's shooting 55% from inside the arc. His effective field goal percentage is nearly as high as it's ever been, at a 54% mark. And he's rebounding 7.3 a game, assisting 7.1 a game, stealing 1.5, blocking 1.3, turning the ball over 2.8 times, which is great. for his assist to turnover ratio, and he's scoring 10.4 points. So Draymond is averaging 10-7-7 right now, basically, to go along with three stocks, which is a steals plus blocks, and is an absolutely amazing number that should sneak him in, if the season ended today, would sneak him into the All-Star game. I honestly think, aside from assists, all those numbers are going to go up. I don't think he would necessarily be happy that to learn that he's only rebounding 7 a game. And then, of course, his 10 points is not a high watermark for him. A couple of years ago, he scored 14.5 points a game in his first All-Star season. And not that they need him to score, and particularly not that they need him to score when everybody's healthy, but I think getting his three-point percentage up a little bit would be nice from its high watermark of 388 2 years ago. That was the year the Warriors won 73 games. He's proven that he can do it. He's proven that he can do it, and so there's no reason for him to not continue to practice knocking down those shots when defenses leave him open. And he did that tonight, last night, 3 of 5 from three, and they were all within the flow of the offense. So I thought that was really good. He held his poise together. He wasn't jacking. I think that the offense gets out of sorts when Draymond starts jacking, starts taking things into his own hands from the three-point line. He's got to be more of a facilitator, more of a driving kick guy than necessarily a three-point shooter. And the three-pointers have to come in rhythm, and I think they did tonight. So that was great to see, and hopefully we'll continue to get that kind of level-headed play from Draymond going forward. I really think that his current defensive rating is 102, which would be tied for his worst defensive rating in his career if the season were to end today. But it's getting better and better. His net rating is 12, which ties his net rating from last year. But he's had a few better years. A net rating of 15 during the 1773 win season, a net rating of 13 the year before that, and a net rating of 14 the year before that. And I know Draymond, more than any other Warrior, is looking at these stats, and he's trying to say, what can I do to get better? The defense is a part of it. His net rating is good, but if he can get that defensive rating down below 100 points per 100 possessions, I know he'll be a happy camper. Now, I want to get to the happenings around the NBA. A lot of exciting things are going on. But first, I want to talk to y'all about EnclosedLingerie.com. Dudes, this holiday season, how about giving your wife or girlfriend something totally different? Something romantic that celebrates the unique connection between you and her. I'm talking about a luxury gift service called Enclosed that delivers designer lingerie to your lady month after month. Enclosed is like a flower of the month or a beer of the month, but instead of flowers, she gets surprised with ultra-high-end underwear. And this is seriously high-end stuff, the kind of stuff that will really impress your lady. Enclosed was designed specifically to help guys find gifts for their wives and girlfriends. Enclosed is all about helping you make her happy. And Enclosed is effortless for you. Once you remember, every month, Enclosed sends your wife or girlfriend a custom-curated lingerie gift selected just for her, and they back the gift up with a 100% size guarantee, so you never have to worry about fit. Another thing that's awesome about Enclosed is that they're a San Francisco-based company and huge Warrior fans. Their offices, where they customize your gifts, are right down the block from the new stadium. You can join the 30,000-plus couples that love Enclosed, and I'll give you a little gift. Right now, you can get $20 off your Enclosed holiday purchase. Just go to EnclosedLingerie.com and enter the code WARRIORS at checkout to get $20 off any Enclosed gift. All right, as we go around the NBA, I want to start with the leaderboards, and I'll start with three-point field goals. James Harden is still leading the NBA in three-point field goals made with 98, but Klay and Steph are right behind him with 86 and 83 respectively. Now, could this be the year that Klay outpaces Steph from three? It's possible, especially with Steph going down with this injury, but for either of them to catch Harden, Harden has played a few more games. The Rockets are 21 and no. The Celtics are 21-4. The Rockets are 18-4, and the Warriors are 19-6. So James Harden has actually made more 3-point field goals in fewer games. Following that up, you've got Robert Covington with 73, Paul George with 68, round out the top five. Now, as far as 3-point field goal percentage, Jason Tatum, Boston, 0.513, very, very hot. Followed by Chandler Parsons, Tony Snell, Darius Miller, Kelly Olynyk, Joe Ingles, and Otto Porter. These are guys you're not really thinking of as 3-point shooters, and they don't have the prolific numbers that to go with their high percentages. But Klay Thompson comes in right after Otto Porter at 8th. He's shooting 47% and obviously has made more 3-pointers than anybody not named James Harden. So if he can keep this 47% number up, you can really imagine Klay taking the crown at the end of the season. I mean, 47%, there just isn't enough being said about how prolific he's been. Really, I'm still looking to get him more shots. He's not shooting enough for my taste. Not taking enough 3-pointers, not having enough offense flow through him. But I could be wrong. I'm not the coach. I'm just a guy who doesn't want to stare a gift in the face and say, no, I'm not interested. Points per game. James Harden is still leading the league in points per game at 31.7, followed by Giannis, who is taking as many free throws as Harden, and LeBron. And then Steph comes in fourth at 26.3. Durant is ninth at 24.6. And in between them are Chris Stapps, Dame Lillard, DeMarcus, and Anthony Davis coming in at 25 points a game. Klay doesn't crack the top 20 here. He's close. CJ McCollum is 20th with 21 points a game, and Klay is right below him. So, more shots for Klay. Steph is also 5th in the league in player efficiency rating at 27.5. The players above him, Giannis, LeBron, James Harden, and Anthony Davis, are all, you know, all-stars. This is a who's who of all-stars. The only names on this top 20 list that jump out to me as aberrations are Clint Capella, who is having a career year in Houston, Enes Kanter, who is resurgent in New York, and Tyreek Evans in Memphis, with rounding out the top 20 with a 22.2 per. In addition to pacing the league in points, James Harden is also still pacing the league in assists with 9.7 a game, followed by Russ and then LeBron James. Draymond Green comes in at 6th on this list at 7.1, and Curry is 10th at 6.6. The Warriors are still leading the league in assists per game, and these two guys are a big reason why. They're together one amazing point guard, but apart, they're more. They're something even more special. Darren Collison, also averaging 6.6 assists a game for Indiana, who's quietly making a name for themselves, beating good teams in the East. Lonzo Ball is 8th. At 7.0, and Kyle Lowry is 7th at also 7.0. Ben Simmons at 7.1, so we got two rookies in the top 10 of assists per game. That doesn't happen very often, but these guys were lottery picks and deserve to get the play that they're getting. Blocks per game. Kevin Durant is 3rd in the league in blocks per game at 1.9 per. The only two players ahead of him are Miles Turner of Indiana and Chris Stapps. And Draymond shows up on the league list at 17th with 1.2 blocks per game. But he's also in the top 20 in steals. Paul George leading that. No surprise there. Paul George is a very good defensive player and knows where to put his body, but Ben Simmons right behind him. Paul George with 2.5 and Ben Simmons with 2.3 steals per game. Curry is ninth in the league at 1.7, and Draymond is just out of the top 20. True shooting percentage. This is one of my favorites because Steph is always up at the top with the tree trunks. Right now, he's 13th in true shooting percentage at .642. Kevin Durant is right behind him at 17th at .630. DeAndre Jordan, no surprise there, leads this one at .684, followed by, to round out the top five, Tony Snell, Clint Capella, Kyle Korver, who's doing his own Stephen Curry impersonation, and Enes Kanter. LeBron is sixth at .664, and finding LeBron on all these lists at age 33 is no surprise, but also still just amazing. Klay Thompson hits the top 20 here based on his amazing efficiency from three at .625. There are no Warriors currently in the top 20 in defensive rating, but that, I believe, is a product of team defense, not necessarily of people not picking up their slack. Offensive rating, though, Steph is ninth at 123.6. Nobody on the Warriors is having a career year, so nobody's leading these categories like they were 2 years ago during the 73 win season, when all you saw was Warriors in all of these categories. But the Warriors are still 19-6. They're still winning games by a lot, and it's a team operation, truly and fully. Box plus minus, led by James Harden. James is probably going to win the MVP this year. A quarter of the season in, more than a quarter of the season in, you're looking at a career year again from James Harden. LeBron is right behind him. Box plus minus, James Harden is at 11.8 and LeBron is at 10.6, followed by Giannis at 7.8 and Curry at 7.4. Down at the bottom, Draymond Green comes in at 20th at 4.2, and those are the only two Warriors in the top 20 of box plus minus. Win shares. Win shares is one of my favorites, even though I'm not 100% sure how it's calculated. But James Harden, followed by LeBron, followed by Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry has 4.4 win shares, and Draymond Green has 2.6, also at the bottom of this list at 20th. Now, VORP, value over replacement player. LeBron James and James Harden are tied at 2.8, and Steph Curry once again comes in at fourth at 1.8 behind Giannis. Draymond Green is 15th at 1.2, and it's really cool to see Ben Simmons in all of these lists. Ben Simmons has been absolutely incredible for Philadelphia and is just a nice guy to boot, so it's really cool to see him making a name for himself as a rookie. Usage percentage. James Harden is at the top of usage percentage again as well. 35.8, not again. That was Westbrook who broke the record for usage last year in winning the MVP and averaging a triple-double. But James Harden is leading this year with a 35.8 usage percentage, which is historically high. Steph comes in at 8th at 30.9. LeBron at 30.2 comes in at 10th, and Kevin Durant is 17th at 29.2. There are some interesting names on this list. Rodney Hood rounds out the top 20 in Utah, and going up, it's Bradley Beal at 19th and Yusuf Nurkic at 18th. These young guys making things happen for their teams with the ball in their hands. Devin Booker at 15th with 29.8, and Victor Oladipo at 13th with 30.0 also jump out to me. So I think what you're seeing with these leaderboards is a lot of great individual play. The Warriors are coming into themselves as a team, and you're not going to see these crazy, crazy, outlandish numbers that James Harden and LeBron James and Giannis are putting up, because it's not a take turns kind of team. It's just everybody does their job, and there's really a steadiness. So I think that's part of the reason you haven't seen a Steph game, a Klay game, a Durant game, because they're all just doing what they need to do every game to win games, and they're doing it together. And that's my pod for the day. Tune in tomorrow and we'll go back in time and I'll talk about the upcoming game against the Charlotte Hornets. And I don't know what my third segment is going to be yet. Stay tuned. And as usual, stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.